Welcome to NFL.com's Scouts Take on day three of the NFL Scouting Combine. Joined by Akbar Baja Biamila, Bucky Brooks. I am Steve Weich. But I'm just hosting this show. I want to get some insight from you guys.
Today, you do more than hosting.
Please. Today is the first day we saw defensive players. We started with the defensive line. But the highlight of the day was Manti Te'o, the linebackers. Buck, let's get your take on the Notre Dame linebacker.
You know, the big thing when you talk about Manti Te'o, the big question coming in was how fast was he going to run? You know, and he runs a time officially 4.82, which is about what most scouts expected him to run. He's not necessarily an explosive straight line runner, and people had questions about his lateral quickness, but they acknowledge that he's a very good football player because he has good instincts, good awareness. He understands how to play the game in a quick and fast fashion because he knows what other teams are doing. The big thing going forward was, what is he going to be like in coverage? Can he catch the ball? Can he do some of the things that you want to see from a Mike linebacker? He did that very, very well. And I think Manti Te'o goes out the same way he came in, probably as a bottom of the first round type play.
Good call. All right. Dayton Jones, UCLA, defensive end. He came in and he brought the noise. Akbar.
Yeah, you watch film on Dayton Jones and you see that he has a lot of explosion. You know, there's a lot of time where I saw him actually getting off the ball right with the ball. You know, there's an idea of how do you get off the ball? Do you get it after a snap or with it? And you go with it. And the way you do that is by running a 4.80 at 280 pounds.
283!
I mean, that's a lot of weight to be moving at that type of speed. And then to be here and showing a lot of linebacker type, you know, with the hip movement, you know, he showed that he could be really good with his feet. So I think, you know, when you look at Dayton Jones and what he's done for himself, he's just skyrocketed up the depth chart. I think you're going to look at him, his value is being somewhere at the bottom of the first round, perhaps somewhere like Atlanta.
Boy, 283 pounds, a 4.3 DN, a 3.4 DN, kind of in the J.J. Watt mode. But let's go to a more streamlined hybrid player, Ezekiel Ansah, the defensive and outside linebacker from Brigham Young.
You know, Ziggy Ansah didn't disappoint. Everybody knew that he was a phenomenal athlete, guy who has some track in his background. Coming over, the big thing, you wanted to see it on display. When you think about a time that's 4.63 into 40, but more importantly, it was the burst and explosiveness that he displayed in drills. Showed that he could drop, showed that he could do some of the things being a hybrid type player. People were enthusiastic about his ability to come off the edge. I think Ziggy Ansah continues to be one of the guys that is going to rise up the charts because he is a freakish athlete with a lot of upside.
And he blew it up at the Senior Bowl. Now, a guy who came in here and completely rocked it, who was a little bit off the grid, SMU defensive end Margus Hunt, 6'8", and this guy was Superman.
Yes, he was Superman, and he wore an S on his chest, and I think it might have stood for Superman or SMU, but I'll tell you one thing is that this has been the international invasion. I mean, you talk about Ziggy Ansah, then you bring it over to Margus Hunt. I mean, at 6'8", for the fact that he's benching 225 38 times. I mean, you talk about his vertical leap, 38 inches. Then you talk about a 4.60 40 to bring his long limbs and to be actually to turn the speed over that way was very impressive. Now, I think the only thing that you have to remember is that both him and Ansah are very young football players. They haven't had a lot of experience playing the game, so they have to be coached. So, you know, people want to throw a lot of stock and throw the first round name tag onto them. Just be mindful that those guys, you just don't know how they're going to turn out. But athletically, they are there. You just, how are you going to coach them up?
You can find a lot of good players in the second and third round, too.
Yep.
All right, we got defensive backs coming in on Tuesday. We're going to see some fast times and some big-name players. Buck, Akbar, way to bring it. That's the Scouts Take. We'll have some more for you on day four, the final day of the Combine, Tuesday here on NFL.com.